are back. You're listening to Davin's Den. Joe has made his way here. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Russ is still with us.
Still hanging in.
Pip is still trying to avoid the sun while in the basement.
that's how I roll.
Well, you're in the right place then. So everything is on course. Now we got some Stop playing. Oh, I turned it up by mistake. That's on me.
Play some Slayer, man.
No, we shall not. We don't have that queued up tonight.
No.
I don't have any Slayer tunes, but if you want to send me some, I'll be happy to play it sometime. Dude. Interesting stories to be talk about tonight. We'll see how Jesus-y this next story is.
Jesus-y? Wow.
We'll see what Jesus would do in this scenario.
What would Jesus? That's fantastic.
Arrests of people for harboring, sheltering, leaving food, water, or otherwise protecting migrants have been on the rise since 2017 when then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions... Well, I don't know why that part's funny. when then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions ordered federal prosecutors to prioritize cases covered under the harboring statute.
So Dumbo got something done?
Dumbo. He doesn't have big ears.
No, not at all.
I'm not sure where we're going.
Jeff Sessions? All right, anyway.
Keep going. Yeah.
Listen, man, your guy appointed me. He's all the best people. Don't look at me. Scott Warren, a 36-year-old college geography instructor from Ajo, Arizona, works with a group called No More Deaths or No Más Muertes.
Hippies are us.
Yeah, kind of.
I didn't realize it was a hippie thing to not want people to die, but okay. The Lost Boys is a kick-ass horror movie.
You got to come with the caravans. Uh-huh. They got free food, water, transportation. The people die in the desert. They're just doing it wrong.
Anyway. The group's volunteers leave water and food for migrants traversing the Arizona desert. Warren was arrested in 2017 and faces three felony counts, including conspiracy to transport and harbor migrants. In its complaint, the government claims Warren was seen talking to two migrants who sheltered in Ajo. I think it's Ajo.
In Ajo?
I don't know.
A-J-O? Yeah, I think it's A-hole. A-hole.
Shelters at A-hole.
He denies being part of any sheltering plan. It is scary to be intimidated like this and be targeted, but there really is no choice, said Warren. He believes the government is violating his right to religious freedom by criminalizing his spiritual belief that mandates he help people in distress. For the government, it's kind of been an expansion of the interpretation of what it means to harbor, he suggested. The stretch of the desert near Ajo can be deadly. The Pima County Medical Examiner has documented 250 migrant deaths in the area since 2001. In the same time frame, thousands have died of dehydration and exposure in the Arizona borderlands. It is life or death here, and a decision not to give somebody food or water could lead to that person dying, Warren said. 9.5 hours away by car from Ajo in the West Texas town of Marfa, another case is unfolding that pits the government against four-time elected city and county attorney Teresa Todd. She's under investigation for human smuggling after stopping to help three migrants alongside the road at night in February 2019. I see a young man in a white shirt. He runs out toward the road where I am, Todd recounted. She says the man was pleading for assistance. I can't just leave this guy on the side of the road. I have to go and see if I can help. The young man told Todd that his sister, 18-year-old Esmeralda, was in trouble. I don't think it was the type of trouble that they talked about in the 50s movies.
No.
No.
A young girl in trouble.
A young girl in trouble. I think it's a different type of trouble.
Yeah. A young girl in trouble.
Thank you, Joe. I mean, she can hardly walk. She's very dazed, recalled Todd. The migrants took shelter in Todd's car while she called and texted a friend who is the legal counsel for the local U.S. Border Patrol, asking for advice. Before that friend could reply, a sheriff's deputy showed up. The deputy called in the U.S. Border Patrol. An agent was soon reading Todd her Miranda rights. 8 days later, a Department of Homeland Security investigator accompanied by a Texas Ranger arrived at Todd's office.
Chuck Norris.
Arrived at him. Yes, 75-year-old Chuck Norris.
Has to be. He's still out down there.
That's
working.
Right. Because he uses the total gym.
There you go.
Yes.
Chiseled core.
Arrived at Todd's office with a search warrant for her cell phone. Todd says she was told she'd have the phone back in a matter of hours. It makes people have to question, can I be compassionate? Todd's phone was returned 53 days later.
That's man.
Yeah, I know. You lose yours for like 40 days. We've been through that.
That's a long
you losing your phone for like what seems like 40 days.
Oh, yes.
We've been through that. The sheriff of Presidio County, Danny Dominguez, whose deputy called the Border Patrol, defended the action against Todd. He said anyone with undocumented migrants in their car risks arrest. A spokesman for the U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Texas declined comment on Todd's case. Todd is unrepentant. I feel like I did the right thing. I don't feel like I did anything wrong. Speaking by phone from the Migrant Detention Center in Sierra Blanca, Texas Esmeralda Esmeralda said of Todd, "I'm really grateful to her." She said doctors told her she was on the brink of death by the time she got to the hospital. Figures confirmed to NPR by TRAC, the Transportation Records Access Clearinghouse at Syracuse University, show that in the fiscal year 2018, there were more than 4,500 people federally charged for bringing in and harboring migrants. That is more than 30% increase since 2015, with the greatest rise coming after Sessions' order to prioritize harboring cases. With these prosecutions, the government is saying we're extending our zero-tolerance policy to Good Samaritans, said Renhana Natarajan, director of the Civil Rights Clinic at the University of Texas School of Law. People shouldn't be helping migrants, even if they might be at threat of death. Anna Alderstein, a U.S. citizen and volunteer at a Mexican migrant shelter, has her own story to tell. Earlier this month, Adlerstein accompanied a migrant seeking asylum from Sonora, Mexico, to the U.S. border crossing at Lukeville, Arizona. Alderstein was present to observe the process. Instead, she was detained by Customs and Border Protection officers for several hours. "I was accused of human smuggling." So this is illegal. This is a port of entry where she took her.
Yeah.
Border officials had been forewarned that a migrant seeking asylum was coming that day, accompanied by a U.S. citizen. Under current law, once a migrant steps onto U.S. soil, he or she can request asylum. If that's not how you're supposed to seek asylum at a port of entry, how are you supposed to seek asylum in this country?
Exactly.
Adlerstein asked. U.S. Customs and Border Protection declined comment on Adlerstein's specific claims. In an email, a CBP spokesperson added, "All persons entering the company, including U.S. citizens, are subject to examination and search." CBP uses diverse factors to refer individuals for selected examinations, and there are instances where this process may take longer than normal. CBP is committed to ensuring the agency is able to execute its missions while protecting the human rights, civil rights, and dignity of those who come within its contact. Adlerstein has not been charged, but has received subsequent calls from a DHS investigator. In Texas, Teresa Todd is waiting to find out she will be indicted for human smuggling. As for Scott Warren, he faces up to 20 years in prison if convicted on all three felony counts. As prospect, he can't. All right, let's get through this. Is there a difference between giving someone water and smuggling?
Yes.
I would say yes.
Absolutely.
I would say they're not. There's a difference between harboring somebody in the trunk of your car, the back of your truck, and here's some agua. Big difference.
Correct. Yes.
Is there a difference between letting someone sit in your car and harboring?
Got to be careful with that one.
Well, I mean, the doctor said this girl was on the brink of death.
Yeah, yes. I know. But you're still, once you're using a vehicle to transport.
But we do have the phone record of her trying to call her the attorney.
I hope she doesn't.
Yeah,
do
but
it
have
she...
you noticed in all of these cases?
What are they doing in Mexico?
Been convicted, and they're looking at all the cases. The Border Patrol has to examine all these cases and find out.
What are they doing in Mexico to begin with?
But this isn't about what Mexico's doing. No.
The people who are charged. What are they doing on the other side of the border? Why are they there?
They're not in Mexico. They're in the U.S.
These people are trespassing on U.S. property.
So they're in the U.S. Okay. I'm just trying to piece this together.
Right, well, the last one, Adlerstein, she met the woman in Mexico and brought her to a legal port of entry. It's not trespassing.
Right, but here's the deal. You do that, and the Border Patrol wants to know what's going on.
Well, she hasn't been charged with anything.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Have you ever been detained by the Border Patrol?
Yeah, they want to answer
some
questions.
I have.
I have. Look at you. The Border Patrol.
Look at you. I don't know why they released you.
The Border Patrol. they almost didn't. Okay, and I'm an American citizen coming in.
Prove it.
They don't. I had to. They took a blue card, and the guy goes, "What's this?"
A blue card?
Yeah, I had a blue card.
You know, if you play soccer, you get a red card. You're evicted from the game.
But he goes,
"What's a blue card?"
He goes, "What's this?"
You're
about?
A Democrat.
What's this blue card?
You just keep on trying to fucking start shit tonight.
It was my balcony film club. Card in Huntington.
What do you think it was?
They don't know, but they sit there.
But it said balcony film.
Yeah, but they sit there and you get interrogated.
Yeah, you do.
You get interrogated. So my whole thing is, as an American citizen coming across the border, okay, and they're interrogating me. If you're coming with illegal aliens, so that people that are coming in, basically.
Well, she's not an illegal alien, this woman.
She is not an illegal alien, but she was with an illegal alien.
Well, no, she was with somebody who was declaring asylum.
But she's not an illegal alien.
Fine,
but what I'm saying is, I know she's a U.S. citizen, but the one.
No, the one lady. Was a U.S. citizen, and what he's objecting to is your terminology of the person as an illegal alien.
Yes.
She's a person that came, she's a Mexico resident, and she went to a port of entry.
Well, she's not a Mexico resident. I don't know where she's a resident.
Well, wherever she's from.
Adlerstein met this woman in Mexico. She went to a legal port of entry to claim asylum.
Right.
So she's not an illegal alien.
Okay,
no,
but here,
that's,
so the
that
one,
one I don't like.
Right. Now, here, the one she's bringing like a woman in, they're coming to Mexico. Now, this woman, Adlerstein, she's a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Okay. The Border Patrol wants to know what's going on.
That's
and she's
going
to be detained.
That's fine.
So regardless of what I'm saying, maybe the terminology is wrong, but of course they want to take a look. Why are you with this woman? What's going on?
That's fine. They haven't charged her with anything.
That's true. So that she's done
well,
nothing
even
wrong.
They
but they keep on asking her questions.
Because the Border Patrol, that's their job.
Yes. There's nothing wrong with that one at all. What bothers me, too, is she went into Mexico, obviously met her. There was communication there. There was no risk of life. There was no risk of life. And her job was to provide transportation to a port of entry. And
there's nothing illegal about that.
But the Border Patrol has
to
questions.
Find that out.
Why did you go to Mexico? Who is this
person?
That's fine. Is she carrying 5 pounds of fentanyl?
That's what they're doing.
And that's what they're doing.
I'm not objecting to that.
The water thing bothers me.
Let's get through this. We've got a lot to go through.
So, the port of entry thing, if they kept it and detained her, she asked for it. Really, I don't feel bad for people like that.
Well, no, no.
She did. The Border Patrol wants to know why
they
you crossed.
They didn't detain her.
You said they questioned her.
Yes, they didn't detain her, and they're still calling her.
But fine, because
they haven't charged her with anything.
Good, okay,
that's
good.
Okay.
But that's what happens when you do something
holy
like that.
Holy shit, I'm trying to get through all these different stories.
All right, go to the
you
next
guys
floor.
Are like just all jumbling it all together. These are three distinct things.
I understand, and we're going over the one we're currently discussing.
Yes, so currently discussing is the port of entry. The woman was a moron. She should not have done that.
Well, they've done what? She didn't
bring
do
a
anything.
Foreign national to a port of entry so she can seek asylum.
Why is that
bad? She's allowed to. If you need a translator or something.
She's allowed to.
If you want to deal with the constant questioning and having your cell phone taken and the follow-up interviews.
They didn't take her cell phone.
Yeah, but what do you think? The Border Patrol's going to go. What do you think? The Border Patrol's
going
to
go.
Thanks
for helping.
They want to know what's going on. Are you continually doing this? Is a thing of mulling going on? Is that, look at the liberals. Look at the liberals.
I know.
It's not even a liberal thing.
Look at the liberals.
It's not a liberal
thing. We're not even.
No, it's
just. They're dumbfounded. It's not a
liberal. Next time I go to the Bahamas, I'm going to be like, I'm going to yell, sanctuary! I'm going to be at the Bahamas airport. Sanctuary!
I'm going to say this and I'm going to mean it. You guys are fucking morons. We're not even arguing with you. We're not even arguing that what the border did was wrong.
We're looking at each other because we're just like, why are we being yelled at? Because we didn't argue with you.
We're trying to get the proper terminology.
He's going to win again.
wait, let's stick on topic.
That's the real topic.
You guys are so
fucking.
He's
going to win
have
again.
The mind
you guys
of an amoeba.
Are mad.
We're not even talking about him.
Amoeba, that's fantastic.
if you could spell it, be even better.
E-I-E-I-O. All right. Anyway.
Very good. Blow your vowels. Try to fucking stick on topic. Relax. These are three distinct situations.
Wall. That's right. We're just programmed. It comes out by itself.
You are. But anyway.
Yes.
Wall.
So, here's the thing. I don't think the first guy should be prosecuted for giving water.
Water, no.
They're not going to prosecute.
Well, he's been charged.
He's been charged, but he's not going to be prosecuted.
They charge him with a felony. Stupid.
Once again,
he's been charged three counts up to 20 years.
Yeah, but once again, but that's
but they are under zero tolerance.
It don't matter. A felony for providing water.
That's what he's charged with.
Listen, I'm no fan of illegal immigration.
So you agree that's a bit much?
A bit much. Ridiculous.
You agree that's a bit
felony?
Much?
That, he's not going to get convicted of that.
Well, listen, we've seen a lot of bad shit happen.
Yes.
Dude, a felony. Car theft.
So
rape.
They,
murder. Those are felonies.
Hold on. If we revisit the story and we find out that the government is going forward and this does go to trial.
It's ridiculous and shame on the government.
And you?
Yeah, because they're not going to prosecute it because he just gave them water.
Dude,
it's not
give a $200 fine. He was obviously out there doing getting involved in something he shouldn't be getting involved in.
Of course, it's like he's being charged with something. He's not being convicted of something.
By the way,
why not charge him with a misdemeanor?
Our listeners can't see this, but we are surrounded by bottles of water provided to us by Davin Rosenblatt.
I'm harboring assholes.
Next to be
Jews are harboring a Sicilian.
I'm harboring assholes. Where's the Border fucking Patrol when I need them?
Bring them, John. Bring them to
charge
Newark.
Charge them. Hang them. Burn them. Burn them.
Bring them to Newark, our closest port of entry.
Yeah, there
all right. Should the woman who made the phone call?
This is a tough one only because she was obviously on the other side of the border. She should have called for medical assistance.
Perhaps, but she did. But she was calling U.S. border. She was calling the attorney for U.S. border.
She
so she wasn't trying to smuggle this
she
woman.
She should have stayed put.
She did stay put. She was in the car.
She should have been charged.
She wasn't driving anywhere.
But she was not transporting.
She was not transporting.
If she was just seeing
they
a human
being. They came upon her.
They in medical duress.
Yes. She well, the doctor said that.
Someone in medical duress. She called the authorities.
She did.
I have here in medical duress.
Yeah.
She did not move her vehicle.
She did not.
She stayed there. No reason to charge her. She did nothing wrong.
They're not gonna charge her. Basically, what they did was they put the charges out there because they're trying to get through everything, to unpack and figure out what's going on. I mean, the story's not, you know, NPR, they're going to go, oh,
it's going to play out.
I mean, it's going to play out once they get the facts
on.
But why are you guys making excuses? Why even do all the paperwork and put the people through this
Because
stress?
They're the Border Patrol, and they have to get through all of this. I told you, when I came
Human
through the
beings
border,
are managing
they,
an imperfect
they detained
system
me
that's been
for almost
for
an hour and a half.
Wasn't long enough.
You know, this is what they do. And if it was my position where this person needed help and it was a life and death situation, I would do the same thing and just go through the whole
thing. So you would give water.
Ball.
You would give water.
Of course
water.
I would
give even in the car. I would shut my car off.
Well, there's no indication this car was on. There's no indication.
I'll tell you what I would do. I would shut my car off, call in the emergency, and be there. And, yeah.
Would you walk a migrant to a legal port?
No.
I would.
Sticking my nose in business that doesn't...
No, you're on your own.
No, you're on your own. Sorry.
I would if they couldn't speak English.
I mean, that's usually work of the churches. So, like, if a
Change
church...
Change the sign on the Statue of Liberty. It now reads, we're closed.
Is that what you want?
Davin, our social welfare system is getting overwhelmed.
As you said before the show, usually by white males. That's what
our,
you said before the show.
Yeah, yes, but now it's getting... Our social welfare system is getting overwhelmed.
Well, the white males need to fucking get a job.
Drugs are coming in. Gangs
are coming
in.
Those come through
in.
Legal ports of entry.
No.
Yes. Right. Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes.
No. No. They do not.
No. There you can't get 10 pounds of fentanyl through a legal port of entry.
There was a border.
They don't check every truck that
comes
through.
You can't get 10 pounds of fentanyl through a legal port of entry.
Of course you can.
Bullshit. It's hard. A lot harder. You're not going to want to. Trust me. You're sneaking...
Give me the stats. Well, I could listen to you two, or I could get the official stats.
But you're going to look at the stats. You're going to look through the thing. So you're going to look at stats coming through a border entry. How can, you're not going to see
port
the
of entry.
You're not
going to
see the stats of everything coming through illegal that you're getting through.
Why aren't they using the ports of entry?
Actually, the Democrats and Republicans have wanted more border patrol,
how
at the ports of entry.
How come people are getting arrested for providing water? That's not a port of entry. It's still happening.
Because this is what Trump wants to do, but both sides, the Republicans, you got to listen.
You got to come to a port of entry.
I'm right, but what I'm saying is, both the Republicans and Democrats want more security at the ports of entry. Both of them, nobody's arguing about that.
Okay, but the ports of entry are not the bulk of the problem with drugs, gangs, sex trafficking.
Well,
Pip's
gonna find.
How
much do you want to bet? How much do you want to bet?
Even one case is too much. Having a 10-year-old girl getting snuck over a border so she can be raped by some asshole when she gets here.
We got enough. We got enough assholes doing that in America.
Come on, Dad. We don't need any more. That's my point. We're closed.
You don't seem concerned about those.
We're closed. Lock them up and fucking castrate them.
But
lock them up and castrate them. We don't need any more.
Pip's gonna give me the stats.
Lock them up and castrate them. Holy crap.
Yeah, Pip's going to give me the stats. I'm
fucking rapist here. Come on.
I'm going to continue.
Lock him up, castrate him, quarter day.
So Warren makes the excuse of a religious freedom to be compassionate.
On the water situation? Yeah, why not?
My
faith teaches me that. I'm Catholic. If I see somebody in trouble.
So is this a constitutional issue?
It could be.
So we might see that at the Supreme Court. It's a very interesting.
It won't go that high.
It could.
I won't go that high. They're going to drop the felony charges. He's going to pay a fine. Get said they're going to tell him, stop going on the other side of the border, act like an asshole.
Hey, you know what, though?
And stay out of this.
Stop going on the other side of the border. That's like, what? Like, I'm the judge.
Exactly. No, he wasn't. It's going to come down to, like, disorderly conduct.
Judge Curry.
Yeah, exactly.
He wasn't on the other side of the border.
You know?
He wasn't on the other side of the border. He was here.
I know. They're going to tell him, just knock it off, you know, but
you believe the argument of religious freedom.
Well, here's the thing. My name ends in a vowel. I'm Catholic. My religion, as well as my fraternity. I'm a Catholic Freemason, actually. Talk about a contradiction there. But even my fraternity I belong to is called within the length of our cable toe. So, yes, if there's somebody in need, you are obligated. You know,
you just said close the border.
Yes, close the fucking border now. It should have been closed 30 years ago. But if there's somebody in need, immediate medical need, and you don't help them, I don't care what your nationality is, you're just a scumbag.
So what the government is doing is they're essentially saying aiding migrants is pretty much akin to aiding a felon.
We got to remember, you have to realize now we're in newfound territory because for the first time we have something unique happening in our country. For over 30 years, the Democrats wanted the votes, the Republicans wanted the cheap labor, and nothing got done about this problem. This guy comes in, he wants to do something about the problem. And there's going to be
a
learning
curve.
He hires
the cheap labor. What are you talking about? He hires. He was hiring the cheap labor.
For years, yes. I'm talking about fixing a problem. I'm being fair here. You said I'm looking for a partisan.
Well,
fight.
Let's say it was a white knight.
The Republicans wanted their tomatoes harvested. And
we all want our tomatoes
the Democrats
harvested.
Wanted the votes.
We all want our tomatoes. We all want votes. We all want the harvested.
And that's the truth. Now, we live in a different time. Our social welfare system is becoming overwhelmed. Our cities are becoming overcrowded. And I love Trump's idea about taking the people who seek asylum and putting them in the wealthiest neighborhoods in some of the wealthiest cities in the country. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I think it's a wonderful idea.
Well, here,
put your money where your mouth is, literally. Charging some guy with a felony.
But a lot of times the people seeking asylum is stupid.
Have for family. Humanitarian aid.
But we're in newfound territory, Devin. We never had a president. Obama talked about it. Clinton talked about it. Bush avoided it because he had a good standing with the Spanish vote. Okay, this has been going on since the 90s. Okay? Reagan gave asylum. Nobody did a fucking thing about this problem. We got a guy in office trying to solve the problem. And yes, unfortunately, we get stupid things like a guy giving water to somebody who's about to dehydrate and die and be charged with a felony. Stupid shit like that's going to happen until we can get our hands around like this.
All right, give me some stats.
Well, according to USA Today...
Stats from the BBC. Trump's a dickhead.
Okay.
Well, they're taking their information from U.S. Customs and Border Protection statistics.
If you can believe them,
No, of course not.
There's no such thing as facts anymore. Go on.
No, there isn't, unfortunately. Okay. No, and Davin, you are correct.
Okay, Pip, go on.
You are correct.
Okay, go on.
Well, in their ongoing push for $5.7 billion to expand the border wall, Trump administration officials have repeatedly pointed to the flow of drugs across the southern border as proof that such a wall is needed. President Donald Trump has used that line. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has too, but an analysis of data from the southern border indicates that the vast majority of narcotics enters through U.S. ports of entry, not the wide swaths of border in between where additional barriers could be erected.
Define vast majority in terms of percentages.
According to the U.S. Customs,
no different than Time Magazine.
And if it's coming through and they're not getting caught, how can you get a statistic on it?
Because they still get the they find the drugs later.
Let's see what Pip's got. How do you know?
Well, this says according to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection statistics, 90% of heroin seized along the border, 88% of cocaine, 87% of methamphetamine, and 80% of fentanyl in the first 11 months of 2018 fiscal year was caught trying to be smuggled at legal crossing points. While those numbers deal only with drugs that are caught, border experts say the data accurately reflect the way drug cartels successfully smuggle narcotics into the country.
Okay, so both sides. All right, so let's say it's 80-20. So how about this? We build the wall. That takes care of the 20. Both parties want to beef up security at ports of entrance. There's the 80. Problem fucking solved. We can move on with our lives. There's no more 12-year-old girls coming here being sold. There's no more fentanyl. That's enough to wipe out a friggin'
city.
That's usually from Asian countries.
Come
on. No, there's human trafficking happening.
It was a movie.
You know, no, it's not.
Yes, it was.
No, it's not.
You know how many of those young girls, how many times they're raped before they get here?
Give me the percentages of human trafficking.
It's
disgusting.
But you know what? He's always with the facts, but he never disseminates the facts, okay? The facts are coming through.
I'm using government statistics.
But there are reports. But if you speak to the Border Patrol of when
by the Trump administration?
Remember something. You got to remember something. Okay. For those, listen to me. Wait, stop, please, let me finish. For Pip to find those facts online means something, right? That means people got caught. Right? Arrests? How are they going to measure?
Yes, okay. People got caught.
How about the people who walk across and don't get caught because they're not going through the port of entry?
That's what I was saying before.
They said the percentage
they
of the...
They can't measure that, Devin. That's a bullshit fact. That's USA Today trying to make a point.
It's getting through, and it's getting through right hands, and it's going through that. They don't know. You can't measure a fact.
Ask Google how much fentanyl is coming through Mexico, right? You can't measure that.
Give me the country.
You can't measure it.
Give me the top countries where human trafficking comes from to the United States.
Oh, it would be Asia. and stuff like that.
Nobody can hear you when you don't talk on the microphone.
It don't matter. It could be anywhere. The bottom line is it's happening at our border. It's disgusting, and we have the power to stop it. Period. Done.
Apparently we don't.
We do. And we have the resources. We do. Don't be fooled. We could have shut this shit down in the 90s when we should have.
Right.
Anyway, all right.
I'm sorry that we're wrong and you're always right. Because you're the king. He's the king. I have the facts. And I look, but I don't disseminate
them. Show me
them.
Facts.
No,
I'm the king.
Fact.
You
can't,
the facts that the government
you can't measure something.
But you
that
can't measure
you don't know
something
that's happening.
That you can't see coming.
Correct. You're right. I
which
can't measure shit I can't say. I'm sure there's people
the
that lie.
The coyotes in Mexico give drug reports. So we got 10 pounds this
so
guy.
So here's what I could do.
20 pounds this guy.
And then I'm
going to
move. Here's
on.
What I could do. I could use the facts that we do have.
Yeah.
Which are provided by the government.
We have a mess down there.
I could use the fact, or we could do the hypothetical, which you guys can't show me any facts.
There is no hypothetical, Devin.
Come with facts
or
don't come.
The fact is,
come
if somebody's going to walk over the border with a bag of fentanyl, the government has no way to gauge that. That's the fact.
And it has been reported by
that's
Border Patrol agents
if
that
somebody's
it is
gonna load,
an ongoing problem.
If somebody's going to load up a Jeep of young girls to be sold in Los Angeles or El Paso, you can't gauge that.
Give me that headline.
So they're saying,
give me that headline.
But what they're saying,
give
but,
me
what,
some
but,
people
but
are
what
suffering,
the fact is,
Devin.
You're saying,
well,
yeah, this
people
is what's coming
suffering.
Through there. But what you're okay. not acknowledging is Border Patrol agents saying there is a problem in unsecured parts of the border that this stuff is getting through.
There you go. So you agree that data.
But that's the point. There are issues there that need to be addressed.
No, anyway.
I'm sorry, Davin, that it doesn't
Joe, come with the fucking
with your,
facts.
But
once
I just told you.
No, I don't
I just,
like what you
I'm
told
sorry
me.
It doesn't
come
agree with your narrative, Davin, but that
a,
is the deal.
I don't have a narrative.
The Border,
I'm just,
Patrol,
a narrative.
The Border Patrol testified to these facts. There's human trafficking and drug smuggling happen at the border other in places than ports of entry.
So you're looking at the facts of the ports of
that's
entry.
That's the head guy.
But they're also saying, yeah, of the Border Patrol saying that at these other unsecured places, there are drugs
correct.
Getting through.
Right, but and we can't do it all right now. So beef up what you can do and what both
we,
sides are
but address what needs to be addressed
wall.
In that, in,
we
in that
had it built
area
already.
As well.
We could have had it built. That Paul Ryan is the... He should be locked up for treason. Because he was the guy who stopped
treason.
It. Treason. Treason. For letting this happen. The sex abuse, the drugs, it's disgusting.
Paul Ryan let this happen.
Paul Ryan let this happen.
Okay.
Correct. Trump had the House and the Senate. He wanted the wall. Ryan wouldn't give him the goddamn funding. Treason. Every girl down there that gets raped and killed, that's blood on that son of a bitch's hands.
Paul Ryan.
Paul fucking Ryan, okay. A Republican. You happy?
I don't care one way or the other. I don't play teams. I don't give a shit.
Uh-huh.
So the question is, would Jesus stand with the American government or with the three people?
Both.
Both.
Yep.
How we? All right. Explain, please.
Well, Jesus said, give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. Teach him to fish, you feed him for life.
Okay.
Yep.
And how does that apply to the current situation?
Well, Mexico is South American countries are getting... aid from us. We're doing business together. The Democrats are now crying, our crop's going to fail. We have to live without avocados. So, you know.
I don't
you
remember
can,
that cry, but okay.
Overall, though, it does relate deeply to Christian teaching, which I did 11 years of Christian school, where, you know, if somebody is in immediate need, you do what you can to help them. What we're doing in terms of immigration, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. Render unto God that which is God. That's what Jesus said at his trial, if you read that part of the Bible. So,
should have had a Jewish attorney. Would have gotten off with a lighter charge.
So,
I'm sure that
in terms of rendering unto Caesar, the government, that which is Caesar's, we have a right to have a secure, safe border.
That's not what I'm talking about, though. I'm talking about these three people.
Those three people, you had one who did something stupid, and he's going to be getting questioned on and off for God knows how many years. You have another one who did something noble and just stopping your car to help somebody in need. And she called in the authorities. She should be left alone. And the guy with the water, felony, that's insane. I'm sorry.
All right, we'll move on to the next. And Pip will continue to look unless you have something now.
No, it's really, this is really dense material. It's really hard to come up with every article is coming at it from a different direction.
There are no facts anymore.
I just want stats.
It's everybody trying to control a narrative because we have an election coming that Trump's going to win again, and that's all this is about.
No, it's not that way. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that when you look this up, I'm getting, you know, okay, well, you know, there's... No,
let her talk.
Yeah, there are people coming in through Mexico, and there's also a growing concern that there are people coming in through Canada now, and that I'm hard pressed to find the statistics of exactly where the sources are. I mean, they're saying from Canada that primarily a transit country for East Asian crime groups, with other large sources, a country of victims being from Russia, the Philippines, China, and Mexico. And then,
so they're saying perhaps we should look at our northern border.
Well, that as well. But, you know, they're saying that they're, the
every
right
country
now,
should secure its borders.
But on the Mexican border, they're also having, you know, people coming from other... Let's see. An estimated one-third of all sex trafficked persons brought into the U.S. being from Central America, and other origin countries trafficked through Mexico to the U.S. include Eastern Europe, South America, Africa, the Caribbean, and Asia. So
they're all over the place.
It's all over the place.
It's like that term sex trafficking. That dildo jackknifed. We're going to be stuck here for hours.
Not that kind of sex traffic. But it's hard to look something up on the fly that it's like, here's the statistics you want exactly. It's not because the statistics don't exist or they're not from reputable sources, as you're proclaiming. It's just that, you know, it's hard to do it on the fly to find it, like, through
Google. But there are statistics, some point you have to believe facts from someplace.
But sometimes you've got to disseminate the facts, and you also have to understand that there are drugs getting through that nobody sees, and the Border Patrol agents have said it has been a problem. They will concede that the statistics show that, illegal ports of entry, we'll look at Davin's, oh, that's nice, but there's also a problem where the legal ports of entry are not, and we have to address that.
We are also overwhelming our social welfare system, okay?
White guys.
White guys.
We're adding to it. We're adding. We're overwhelming.
Red states.
We're overwhelming.
New York and California pay for the red states. Our tax dollars pay for the red states.
Overwhelming our social welfare system, okay? And I also have a challenge with the Democratic Party importing a new voting bloc, okay?
And that's exactly what they're doing.
Yes, they are.
They're not legal citizens, I thought. If they're illegal, they can't vote.
What do you think giving licenses to do? When you get a license, you register to vote on a little application. The Democratic Party is importing...
No, you need more than that to vote
besides
a
new
a
voting base.
You need a Social Security number?
No, you don't.
Yes, you
I think
do.
That's
no.
kind
you
of need a,
yes.
perverting the, no. the actual...
No. You know how many illegal... Look it up. Yeah, Google it.
Yeah, I know. The president created a whole commission for it and then disbanded it because they didn't find anything. I remember 2016.
People who are not citizens of this country vote in every election. That's been an established fact.
A handful.
So what the Democrats want to do is import a big handful... Okay, make
which
sure
would explain why Obama was called the deporter in chief, because that was the big plan.
Well, what you're saying is they're importing them. They're going into Mexico and scooping them up and driving them in. No, the people are coming.
What's like avocados.
What's the benefit? They're good. The Democratic Party's goodwill nature.
But
what's the Democratic Party's motive for not securing the southern border? Tell me.
But
it's not humanitarian.
All right, I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to move on.
They are They are a business. No. What is, they are a political party. They are a business.
There was a deal.
What is their motivation for not securing our southern, not just ports of entry, the border?
I'm going to say this once, then we're going to move on. Okay. There was a deal between the Republicans and the Democrats for $25 billion, including funding for the wall.
Uh-huh.
To build this, Obama said yes. I'm not Obama. Excuse me. Trump said yes. And then Laura Ingraham and Sean Hannity started fucking chirping, and he walked away from it. So he had the deal. And it would have been secured, and it was both sides.
Why did he walk away?
Because Laura Ingraham and Sean Hannity were saying, don't do it.
Why?
Because I think the Dreamers were part of it. I think because the Dreamers are part of it.
That's right.
Who both the Republicans and Democrats in the Congress want to help, by the way. So Trump got scared off.
My kids have dreams too, buddy.
Okay, whatever.
I love the name, the Dreamers.
I know, they're so the great. Yeah, my kids got dreams too.
Here's the deal with the Dreamers. What they should do is they should give them 5 years. Well, let's 8 years to register, because basically they're here, and it's not their fault. So they give them 8 years to start their citizenship. Anybody else that is brought into the country now, that deal is off. And then work with what we have.
Yeah, things like that have been proposed.
Or I have an idea. The U.S. is one of the biggest arms exporters in the world. Okay? Establish the Second Amendment, stay in your country, and solve your own problems. That's what's happening in Venezuela. The socialists took over, and the first thing they did was they disarmed the people. Okay? Why? Because now they can do shit like this, and there's nothing anyone can do about it. A lot of people have to stay in their country and help their country solve their own problems. I'm sorry.
And that's like Venezuela.
All right, I'm going to move on to the next
richest country, one of the richest country in
one
South America.
One of the
America.
Top five in the world.
And now
they're an OPEC nation. An OPEC nation. That scumbag took over. He disarmed everybody and ran the place into the ground in less than 10 years. Unbelievable. Unfriggin' believable. Like, yeah, socialism is great. Use the European model. No. European model is not socialism. That's overtaxed capitalism. They're quite proud of their private industry.
No, we're socialists too. I got news for you. We're a very socialist country.
We have
our president's very socialist too. But I'm going
to
move on.
Well, not to the extent.
We are very not to that extent.
Well, that's
no. But let's not. We're not pure capitalism.
No, you have Trump and you have AOC. No, we're not a pure capitalist country.
Trump is a socialist too. I got news for you. He is. I'm going to move on.
Okay.
But he is.
Okay.
I mean, so he's not a capitalist.
Okay.
Would you agree with that? And I'm not saying he's Hugo Chavez or the guy down in Venezuela.
No,
I'm not saying that.
I think he's a man of industry. I think he is a capitalist in the business sense, but he also understands that when you have a successful capitalist nation, you can afford social welfare. And I'm not saying cut people off. It would be a crime.
He tells Americans to boycott other American companies.
It would be a crime for a country with our excess not to have a social welfare system.
Absolutely. Oh, I agree with that. Okay. I agree with that.
But that system is now being overloaded.
Well, yes. And we've given farmers $24 billion in the past 2 years. But I'm going to move on.
Well, the reason we've been given that is because of the import thing, and we're trying to get the import thing.
We're
trying to help them
out
because the whole trade, there's been a very big trade imbalance. You're trying to keep them going until the trade imbalance is figured out.
China's now buying soy from Russia instead of U.S. farmers.
Yeah,
I'm going to move on.
But no, we're not going to move on.
I'm going to move on. I got another fucking story to go to.
I understand that. But you always want the last word. But the last word is this. We're trying to get this trade situation figured out because we've been getting fucked over for at least 15 years now. And we finally got somebody that's standing up. And, you know, you could say anything about the tariffs. I've been dealing with fucking tariffs for the past half year.
You've told us on the show. I'm going to move on now.
All right.
We've heard about your business and tariffs.
Wall.
What?
Wall.
Wall Tourette's.
It's a tick we have, yeah. We just say wall.
All right. New York City could soon be a fur-less metropolis if Council Speaker Cory Johnson, a Democrat from Manhattan, has his way. Johnson, who represents the Garment District and is also eyeing a run for mayor, has introduced legislation that would ban the sale of fur and apparel in New York City. The fur ban, co-sponsored by Councilman Mark Levine and Fernando Cabrera, is slated to be introduced at the Council's general meeting on Thursday. The proposed local law would prohibit the sale of fur apparel. As an animal lover, I believe it is cruel to kill an animal just for the purpose of people buying and wearing a fur coat. There is really no need for this, said Johnson, who has a cat named... Why do we have this fact? Who has a cat named Moose. I don't know why that's in there.
I know, it's like
fucking New York Post.
It's damn important it's in there.
Fucking New York Post.
You keep yelling.
Damn New York Post.
Shit.
They really... And I edit out a lot of the nonsense when I get an article from the Post.
He had a kitten whiskers when he was 7. You know?
I know. It's like...
And that has one... It's nothing to do with it.
Who gives a fuck?
These fucking writers. Anyway.
Anyway, he goes on. In a progressive...
It's a millennial throw. It's so cute.
I wasn't a millennial writing it. In a progressive... Well, it might have been. I don't know.
Who knows?
Millennials
maybe.
Are...
Most of those guys are.
So. Like
most of those
it's
guys.
Not a millennial... Well, it could be.
I don't know. I don't know how old the world
guy is.
Yeah, we don't know.
I have no idea. In a progressive and modern city like New York, banning the sale of fur and clothing accessories is long overdue, saying no fur is fashionable and a symbol of progress. This proposal is about protecting...
Progress.
Are you going to be able to get through a fucking story?
Yeah, it's funny, though.
Okay. It's about protecting animals and their unnecessary killing. The Johnson anti-fur measure comes a week after the Post reported on a bill introduced in the state assembly by animal rights activist Linda Rosenthal, Democrat from Manhattan, to ban the manufacture and sale of animal fur. There are over 130 fur businesses that operate in the city, employing 1,100 people, according to an economic study conducted by the Fur Council. I didn't even know we had a Fur Council. Yeah. We got councils for everything.
They're very warmly dressed.
Well, it's like the Orange Council. Who knew that that existed?
According to the trade group Fur NYC 101, of the fur businesses are 101. I'm sorry, it's not a course.
I thought that too. I forgot the comma.
Are 101 of the fur businesses are located in Johnson's district on the west side. Mostly from 27 to 30, the streets along the 7th Avenue. Well, you can't say he's doing it for votes. Furriers were stunned that Johnson is leading the charge to wipe out business in his own district and vowed to fight tooth and nail to save their livelihoods. There are hundreds of businesses in New York City, including more than 100 family-owned fur businesses in Speaker Johnson's district. His bill will shutter a thriving industry with good-paying middle-class jobs for more than 1,000 New York City residents. Since when is the city council in the business of killing jobs, said Nancy Danio, spokesperson for Fur New York City.
Since Amazon left.
We hope morons. Speaker Johnson and the city council refocuses on real issues like addressing New York City's growing affordability crisis and decaying infrastructure.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Steve Cowett, co-owner of the third generation Cowett Furs and Madison Avenue Furs, fumed. Corey Johnson is introducing the fur ban. I guess he wants to represent a district with empty storefronts. What happened to freedom of choice? Next, there'll be the meat industry and chicken industry. When will it end?
Exactly.
At tofu. That's what will end. Well, nobody asked you to eat it, stupid.
It sucks. No, he's right. It really does suck.
The campaign, it's fine.
It's worse than kale.
Nobody asked you to eat tuna.
It's worse than
we had to go find that.
Oh, that was a mission.
Shut. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Hey, we had Chinese food. Settle down.
You win. I'll give you that
I one. Fucking gave it. All right, enough. I get it.
That's a fact I can live with.
It wasn't even good Chinese
food. No, it sucked. Wait, it was awful. Oh, what the hell?
After three states of tuna, you go for it.
Oh, yeah, fuck it. Yeah.
I had enough. Yeah. I tapped out. They broke me. The campaign to ban. They did. The campaign to ban fur comes on the heels of Amazon canceling its project to open a campus along the Long Island City Queens waterfront because of ferocious opposition that included Johnson. Amazon had promised to create 25,000 jobs in exchange for $3 billion in government subsidies. Well, you know, a company that doesn't pay taxes needs more subsidies. This is Amazon on steroids. Yeah. Said fur industry lobbyist James Cadillac McMahon of TLM Associates.
That's fantastic.
That's a cool name.
That is.
No cooler than a cat named Moose.
Yeah, really but still, no, it's cool.
Called James.
James
Cadillac.
Cadillac McMahon. I'm James Cadillac McMahon.
Is this
McMahon.
A wrestler? Yes.
Yeah, you got to be a black guy. If you're a white guy, you can't be Cadillac McMahon.
No,
I'm sorry.
No.
This is not a white guy.
Well,
love.
You can, but you're an asshole.
I think we're. The McMahon, I think we're dealing with an asshole, Joe. The Humane Society estimates that more than 100 million animals are killed each year for their fur. San Francisco and Los Angeles have banned fur apparel. Many luxury fashion brands such as Coach, Gucci, Armani, Stella McCartney, Ralph Lauren, Versace, Burberry, Coach Diane, Furstenberg, and DKNY have gone fur-free. Furriers argue that animal furs are sustainable, environmentally friendly products.
Yes, it is. All right,
I do not wear fur. I would not wear fur. Would you wear fur?
No.
Would you? You would.
Yeah.
Okay.
Notice you didn't ask me.
No, I know you don't. I know you don't. No, I know you don't. I'm a little judgy. I tend to think a little less of people that wear fur at this point.
It happened a few million years ago. They noticed that the cavemen who were wearing fur lived, and the ones that weren't died.
And then they found cotton. I end my story.
Yeah, I can also turn a switch and get fire now too. I don't need two fucking sticks. What's your point?
Showboat.
You can too, Joe.
Environmental damage.
One less lighthouse, you could have had an oven.
Cotton, rayon, fur is a renewable source.
That's the argument.
Yep, it is environmentally friendly, and I'll teach you a lesson here. By the way, I'm a licensed hunter and trapper in New York State. A little bit of a lesson. You have surplus stock and breeding stock, okay? Trappers go into the surplus stock, not the breeding stock.
I'm talking about the breeders. I think that's where... Because okay. Most of the fur from like...
No,
the
what I'm saying is balance. With all of the trappers in the United States stop trapping in certain areas, you would have a big problem.
I think that's different, though. That's different than the breeders of, say, mink. I think that's a different thing.
Now, you got to remember, though, the breeders
Well, they suck, and here's why. They ruined the fur industry. And here's I'll give you a little bit of a lesson here. Back when, even a raccoon that you trapped, okay, rabid, nuisance in the neighborhood, whatever.
Joe, talking about you.
You can get 40, 40.
It's my coat. You can take that.
You can get $40, $45 for a pelt. A fox, okay? Again, you know, this is part of the animal kingdom. Those animals, actually, for most fur bearers, other than beavers, they're carnivores. Okay, so part of this is they're alpha animals. They're carnivores. Okay.
Well, not minks.
Minks eat meat.
Yeah, but they're not alphas.
But they're carnivores, what I'm saying.
Okay.
They're carnivores. So what I'm saying is these are carnivores.
Rabbits
animals.
Are not carnivores. Rabbits are used for fur.
No, yeah, correct. But a rabbit coat versus a mink coat, there's a different demand there. But fur-bearing animals, they're called fur bearers, are a renewable resource that is environmentally friendly and has little impact on the environment as opposed to cotton, rayon, polyester, and everything else.
But you're talking about going in and hunting them as opposed to the breeders.
I'm talking about, hey, I'm a trapper.
Right.
So, yes, I'm talking about trappers.
But I think most of these furriers are in business because of the breeders. I don't think they're in business because of the trappers.
I don't know that much about the breeding side of the industry.
Well, for minks are bred. Minks are bred.
Okay, but...
You're not going hunting mink.
You can trap mink in New York State.
Not enough to make a bunch of coats.
Who knows? I know some guys who got pretty nice stuff.
You can make a stole.
So, yeah, I know, you know, I know Pip's an animal lover, and I have friends in Melissa. I have personal, lifelong friends who are vegan. And I don't discuss my trapping or hunting habits with them. However, it is a natural phenomenon.
I think they're going after, because it's an industry, I think they're going after the breeders on this one.
No,
I don't know.
You have some Kool-Aid drinking congressman or New York assemblyman in a liberal district where, you know, it's fad to hate fur and fad to not eat red meat.
It's not really fad anymore. It's
fad politics. New York City is a shithole again. For the first time in 20 years, Times Square is falling apart. This moron's worried about fur. Come on.
Well, it's not him. It's this other guy that's worried about fur. Now, here's the thing. He did put his foot in cow shit. He found out how many jobs would be lost, and he totally turned tail on this whole thing.
I like your use of cow shit, turning tail.
Turn tail.
You should.
Now, the thing about...
How many other more animal descriptors can you fit into here?
The whole thing, Davin made a comment where, you know, I don't like, you know, I don't care for people that wear fur. I frown against it. So with that in mind, let society dictate.
I think put it up for a vote.
Instead of making it a law.
Yeah. I think it's a little much.
Let society dictate this instead of legislating up, because basically after this, once they do that, like the article said, when are they going to start outlawing?
And you could even put it up for election. You could even put it up for the district. You could even put it in the district. Do you guys want this in your district? They could do that. If they want to get the government involved, just don't mandate. Put it up for a vote. If the people want it, keep it.
Why even bring attention for a vote? It's a natural. First of all, it's a natural human thing.
But if people don't want it there, I don't know how the people in this district feel about this business. They might want it there. They might want the jobs there.
Something.
They might want all that stuff.
They do, especially when you have the Upper West Side with all this. You know, all the money.
They say, "Hey, we want the furs." If you're so concerned, put it up for a vote. Don't just mandate it. Put it up for a vote in the district. You want it, and you'll get the businesses on both sides.
I don't even think it's something worth voting for.
I don't think it's something worth voting for. I say let society man, you know,
if the businesses
the,
are open,
deciding
a
factor yep. whether this.
I think our industry is a dying
market,
industry.
I think it is.
Okay, but you know what?
Truth.
Those businesses are still open. Then why mandate them out of business?
Yeah.
No, I don't think you should mandate it.
What Joe's saying is let the free market correct
let
itself.
Let the free market correct
if there's
itself.
People who want to buy fur. Those stores will stay open.
I think
if they don't want to buy fur, they're going to close.
This changes if this country starts to look at animals as something other than property. Right now, animals are looked at as property,
yes.
As were black people and women at one point.
Mm-hmm. But these are all food, Devin, though.
No. Well, no. Fur, I'm not talking about food right now. I'm talking about fur.
Those are clothes.
But you can get other clothes.
So why mandate what you can and can't wear? Where does it stop?
I'm not saying you should. I'm saying you could. I'm not saying you have to do it. You should do it. I'm saying you could. Because, but you know, we talked about this a little bit.
the guy from Wayne's World is mandating this.
It's feel good politics. That's all it is. It's feel good politics. That's all.
Garth?
It
doesn't have any. Dana Carvey?
Any
Wayne's World.
It doesn't.
There's too many characters.
Impact.
Wayne and Garth. You couldn't figure that out?
No.
Oh God.
I forgot the name.
But yes,
has no public benefit, but the government's involved. In it. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's feel good politics.
It's a little much.
See, now everybody on the show knows that I'm a big animal lover. And I would
sometimes you take them from behind, sometimes you coax them in with nice treats.
Hey, what I do in my bedroom is my business.
Oh, no, but not according to our government.
I know, but I'd like
depending
them,
on the state.
I'd like them to back off.
And some states you can't back off either.
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, I'm not a hypocrite about it. I eat meat, I wear leather products. You know, I don't prefer to wear things that are like fur that is bred. You know, I think I have a problem with, you know, them breeding animals just for their fur when there are other things I can clothe myself with. I mean, but that's my choice. I'm not telling anybody else that they can't do it.
And, you know, also before it was on for the show, this was in the papers, also discussed. I listened to WOR every day. It happened a discussion on there. Now, when I saw it in the paper and they brought it up on their show, I thought there was so much of a stigma of wearing fur now. I'm like, why are you going after them? They should be suffering the effects.
Right? It's not popular anyway.
They should be suffering the effects of the business that, you know, people are more socially conscious. Why do you need to
you
do
know
this?
Why? You know why? Because it's harder to solve problems that affect people's lives than it is to deal with stupid shit like this. Mm. That's why, Joe.
Yeah.
You have a politician down there who knows you can get people riled up, get them behind them by doing something that's of no public benefit to anybody. And you know what? He doesn't have to solve one real fucking problem.
He
might have to solve the problem of getting reelected. I mean, these are his constituents.
Yeah.
Hey, it's refreshing. At least a politician isn't doing something just for votes.
Yeah,
I'll give him credit for that.
But still, he realized he put his foot in cow shit because the backlash on this has been immense.
See what happens. It's interesting. I wasn't aware that Los Angeles and San Francisco were fur free. I had no idea.
I didn't either. That was interesting.
And that is a major. Those are major hits for the fur industry because those are fashion centers.
Sure. Well, I mean, like, not that I subscribe to their politics or their behavior, but PETA put a big, crush on the fur industry because they had people throwing cans of paint
right. And
everybody wearing fur coats. So, you know, I mean, it already suffered a dent, but it's like, I think that what's left, it's like, let the market dictate.
The fur business was, New York was the largest fur, for the fur industry because they had, you know, and I'm talking about the last century, maybe going into the end of the century before that, where there was a lot of trappers and they used to bring their pelts down from upstate. Down to the city.
What do you think? One of the reasons the Erie Canal was built
for the song.
I
didn't even know there was a song.
That was
Low Bridge. Everybody down. Cause you never know your neighbor. You never know your pal.
I'm wearing a Slayer shirt. I'm wearing
it on the Erie Canal.
Oh, they taught us that in school.
Yeah, that's why I remember.
That opened up.
I can't believe they actually got through four measures of it tight.
I can't remember. I can't believe you guys haven't come here in one of your many bands. Can't believe I'm not playing that on the next break. Fragile Sky with Erie Canal. Well, if he covered it, I'd get the text.
Believe me, if Michael's listening, yeah.
I'll
just rock it up a little bit.
Old folk songs.
You're at the show. Yeah, Davin, well, you got an idea.
This is old folk songs that kids from Burton County had to learn.
Seriously.
That's what this is. Well,
that shit stuck with me.
At the end of the conversation, you forgot to say hi, Hitler.
All right, it's been a while since we did this, so I'm happy we can bring this. No, it's been a while since we did this, and it's not like about real fucking Nazis doing horrible things.
I know. Yeah.
So,
God,
we're backing off a little.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there are a lot of Nazi stories in today's news.
So many.
But this is more of the fun variety.
Yay!
The fun Nazi story.
Well, I mean, you know, compared to what's going on in the news.
Yes, this is more of a feel good Nazi story.
I don't know if it's feel good.
Must be the Swiss Nazi
story.
All right, here we go. Sheriff Department officials in Florida were forced to rename their newest canine colleague after realizing the pooch's original moniker was the surname of an infamous Nazi general. Clueless deputies from the Lake County Sheriff's Office proudly announced the debut of Rommel on Twitter Friday.
The Desert Fox.
Say, Ange, we're going to name the dog Rommel. Now, Barn, you can't name the dog. Why not, Ange? It's a good name.
Praising the 10-week-old liver-colored bloodhound puppy in advance of the rigorous training to help investigators during searches for missing persons. Great to find Jews, apparently.
Oh, God. They're under the floorboards. Go get them.
Good Rommel. Good Rommel.
Re-row.
Fugitives and
That's
evidence.
What would he do if he was a Nazi?
So yes.
Re-row.
So he's used to find missing persons, fugitives, and evidence.
Ruse? Where the ruse?
Where the ruse?
Ruse are riding?
Oh, God.
Oh, goodness. He's not Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Or Scooby-Jew.
Hey, yo, Scooby. Scooby-Jew, where are you?
Ruh-roh. Anyway.
Tell me that's a Jew and not a ghost.
Oh, my God.
Rip off the mask. It's fucking Hitler. God. And I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you meddling Allied forces. Yeah. Damn you, Roosevelt and Churchill!
Just sitting in the bucket, looking at that. What is that? It is a magical mystery machine? Gee, Scoob, there's the Nazis!
I feel like that was an episode. I feel like in the 70s, the Nazis were the go-to enemy for a lot of these things.
Yeah, it's like those hidden Bugs Bunny cartoons that had to do with Nazis.
It's the boots, Scoob, Zoinks!
All right, so welcome aboard, Rommel, the department tweeted.
The only time you should hear that is a tank commander on a Panzer tank welcoming the boss on.
Yeah. Literally.
What a gorgeous puppy, one reply read. Hope his training goes well. But others quickly noticed the name Sinister Past.
And the dog goose-stepping.
A Tennessee to raise his right paw and command.
I like you're like you got like a mixture of emotions. You're pissed we're interrupting the story, but when a good bit wanders in,
funny.
What the hell, yeah.
And it does wander in, trust me, with this group.
Oh, yeah.
They're not presenting themselves consistently. But when they wander in, I must acknowledge.
Yes, right.
A goose-stepping dog. All right, I'll give you that.
This dog's got a little helmet with a spike on it.
I feel like that was a real cartoon character, too.
Maybe. Oh, my God.
Rubers?
Erwin Rommel, born Johannes Erwin Eugene Rommel. Oy vey.
Well, he probably got teased in school, you know?
You think?
That's why you become a Nazi.
You called me Erwin.
Was a German field general who served as field marshal of Nazi forces in North Africa during World War II. Rommel, known as Russ said, the Desert Fox, later committed suicide.
Major.
Later committed suicide in 1944 after being tied to a plot to overthrow Adolf Hitler.
That's true, too. He had enough of his shit.
Yeah.
Cute dog, one woman from Lake County wrote. Too bad he got named for a Nazi hero.
Killjoy.
I find that offensive to me and the dog. We have plenty of American heroes this fine animal could be named after. She's got a point.
She's got a great point.
Sheriff's officials announced later Friday.
Lecter?
Sheriff's officials announced later Friday that the bloodhound's name had been changed. He just learned that the name was tied to a Nazi war criminal, an updated Facebook post reads. That being said, knowing that this four-legged public servant belongs to the taxpayers of Lake County and his sensitivity to our veterans, he immediately renamed him Scout.
More appropriate than a
deputy
general.
Deputies say the name was chosen by the dog's handler, Master Deputy Mark Mindshell. Mindshell.
Oh, wow. Yeah. How did that happen?
What did that happen?
Accident. Wait for the next part.
In a nod to his childhood.
My name is Rommel.
We've always named our dogs Rommel.
Fuck.
He had a rabbit named
that
Himmler.
Was not
I mean,
an accident.
Fucking guy.
I
Himmler
know,
the rabbit.
Adolf the gerbil.
Oh, my
guy had a Third Reich in his little terrarium.
Holy, guy burns cats as a fucking hobby.
Don't give people ideas.
Holy shit.
You know, as a side note, I was driving in and I was listening to the commercials and they had something about Best Buy and they said, go see one of the blue shirts. And immediately it sounded to brown shirts to me. I was like,
that's coming.
I was like, what?
They're the environmentalist Nazis.
Oh, God.
The green shirts.
Green shirts. Green blue.
No, they're talking about blue shirts. And I thought, that sounds a little disconcertingly like brown shirts. I don't know if
good
I like
them. How messed up is it that a whole police department does not know Rommel?
Is that scary? Nobody took a ninth grade fucking history class
really?
In past.
Or they took it in Florida, which explains
oh
what the
God.
Hell.
I mean, how could you not know? Especially, not that law enforcement is like Nazis, but there's military history or history at school. You have to know who Erwin Rommel is.
Apparently you don't, Joe. I think we learned you don't.
Yeah, you should.
I mean, it just says that the education system is a complete failure.
Yes.
It's like if these Florida teachers aren't fucking students, they're not teaching them. So they might as well just let them fuck the students. At least something's getting done at school.
Honestly.
Terrible.
I always said I was
that's
that
dumb as dog
when,
shit.
You know,
bro.
When you get a charge with molesting a student. Jim, sit down. How's Susan? Good. Jim, you can't fuck the students. Okay? You can teach them, you can suspend them, you can learn them, but you can't fuck the students. Nope, not even a blowjob. Nope, can't fuck the students.
But, I think it's on our CD.
Is it?
I think so.
Yeah,
oh.
I think it is.
I'm just
great.
Bringing back a best of.
It's 2011. I mean, I do.
Buy our CD. Get our CD. That's on there.
I think they should. I agree they had to change the name.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Dude, come on, Rommel.
You can't have
you
a police dog named Rommel. You can't even name your regular dog Rommel.
But imagine how terrified you would be as a criminal hearing that Rommel is the dog to get you.
Look, a biker named
a Jewish
Snake
lady calls you to get the cat
Rommel.
Out of the tree. I'll be but right back with my dog Rommel. Him. What?
Yeah. I feel Snake wouldn't do that.
That's not going to work.
Snake would do that.
I feel Snake is better educated than that.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Listen to this reason, though, for the name change. Sensitivity to veterans was the reason. How about the dead Jews, dead Catholics, dead handicapped, dead homosexuals, and gypsies that the Nazis...
people that disappeared in Europe.
How about that? Forget about the veterans' hurt feelings. No. How about that fact?
How about your Armenian neighbor going, your dog is named what?
Yeah, honestly.
And I feel like this police department still does not get it.
It's the PC police.
No, it's you can't be a police department and have your dog named Rommel.
Not for long. You can for a little while, Joe.
A guy with a name that's so German, it sounds like Heinz fucking ketchup.
Actually, no, you're missing the point. Really? Joe, you can have a dog named Rommel. You just can't post it on social media. Because if they didn't brag about this shit, we'd still have a bloodhound named Rommel.
Do you mean to tell me that Master Deputy Meinschel does not know who Rommel was?
I find that Nazi
motherfucker.
They were worse.
Allegedly.
Yeah, I say my wife's half German. Yeah.
So am I. I
exactly
know who these people were.
Yep.
Jeez.
All right, we'll move on to an outstanding display of spite. We haven't done this in a while, but I always like when we get to do these.
There's one thing that unites the three of us on Davin's Den. It's an outstanding display of spite. In lieu of that, we'd like to introduce Outstanding Displays of Spite!
Alright. Alright, let me get I gotta give a bit of background context.
Please.
Before we display spite. So, last week Trump visited Japan, which is where our Navy has our Pacific Fleet. I've been there. Ahead of Trump's arrival, the White House asked for Rommel.
Rommel
like his dog and shit about him.
I don't know if you heard that, but their dog barked right next to us
outside. I'm actually about to go turn the clip off, stupid.
Where are your papers?
There's a fucking old dog out there.
Rommel's come to get us. He's mad about us.
Yeah, Rommel's not there. He heard the story.
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
The dog's name is what?
Why does he sound like...
That's rough.
Why does your dog sound like Nixon? Your dog just sounded like your Nixon.
Let me say this. I'm not happy of a dog named Rommel. It's totally disrespectful to our record.
So are you good. Being the dog or Nixon?
I'm being both. I'm Nixon the dog. Even though Nixon had a dog, Checkers. I'm not a Nazi. Let me say this about that. I'll raise my paw and swear that you people got a pet as a dog, and I am surely not a Nazi. I'm a half-breed, a Labrador, and a Labradoodle.
Well, no half-breed could be a Nazi. Nazis are purebreds.
That's true.
Right.
That's more than a fact. You tell them.
Shut up, you dog. All right, let me get to this story. Leave the damn door open. Rommel chimes in. So last week, as I say, Trump visits Japan where the Pacific Fleet is. Ahead of Trump's arrival, the White House asked for the John S. McCain ship to be moved so Trump would not see it since he does not like Senator John McCain. John S. McCain was John McCain's father. Also, sailors from the ship were not permitted to attend the president's speech to the Navy while he was there. This has also been all this has been confirmed. It does cost a lot of money to move ships and reposition everything. And, you know, president is the chief, the commander in chief. So, like, he's the boss of the Navy, too. So, if the soldiers want to see him, I should be able to see him. Right. But hey, basically, staffers in the White House were afraid of a Trumper tantrum. They didn't want to piss off the boss, which is just fucking absurd. But I would assume if you're president, most days you're pissed off. I assume that just goes with the job.
I would think.
If you're doing it right, somebody's pissing you off. But seeing a Navy ship should not be one of those fucking things.
No, it shouldn't be.
No, but we got a whole new fucking thing now.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, but moving a ship is not exactly like, hey, could you move your car? I want to go out to the store and get a pizza. You know?
Let me get your keys, man.
And then they got to throw a tarp over the fucking ship.
Name.
Yeah, over the, I mean, come on.
They tarped it?
Over the name, yes.
Over the name. It was in the witness protection program.
This is normal behavior for a grown man.
It was in the dear leader protection program.
Well, it's a knee-jerk reaction by the staff.
Yeah.
Yeah, which but Trump didn't seem upset by it. Trump's like, oh, well, they had the best intentions.
No, well, he was upset when everybody was saying it was his idea.
No, but he said, oh, but they had the best intentions. No. Listen, folks, it's okay. I can read the name. I see the spelling. I'm going to speak. The Navy could come. I mean, that's what you say. Go, yeah. It's his best intention. Well, that was a fuck up.
Yeah, right.
But the fact that his staff thinks this way about him. That tells you. Forget about whether Trump issued it or not. There's no indication he did. But the fact that the people who work closely with the president.
Well, I can see a picture of the name of a bad man.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to throw a tarp over a ship like it's your old Camaro in the driveway.
I had to do that for a while, yeah. Joe. Yeah. It's not an easy choice.
I don't like Camaros. I'm coming up Davin Street. I don't like Camaro. Well, we better cover the... Could you please cover the Camaro? He's coming by in the limousine.
Essentially, yes, Joe. Essentially, that's what happened. The president asked the Navy to cover the Camaro.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. I don't want to see the Camaro when I drive up Davin Street.
So, yeah, it's a bit much... That we forget about that he didn't issue this, that the people who work with him every day think that he's going to overreact. And honestly, he probably would have. But he did not because he didn't see it.
But you know what? Whether he reacted that way or not, the fact that they were on high alert.
It's crazy. How
do
you work?
About something like this. Don't you have other things that you're supposed to be doing because you work for the leader of the free world? Aren't there other things you're supposed to worry about?
Boy, thank God the SS Nancy Pelosi didn't steam in. He would have had a torpedo.
Sink it! Douse it in vodka and light it on fire.
Clearly an Iranian ship. Iran is named at the SS Pelosi. I know what I'm doing.
The tugboat SS Hillary got blasted into oblivion. We didn't even know it existed.
It's in the stockyard.
Yeah. It is.
It's in dry dock. Yeah. That's what they're chanting now at the rallies. Dry dock. Dry dock. So, yeah, but that's not the great display of spite.
Oh.
No, that's just our president being fucking ridiculous.
Okay.
Well, can we all agree this is ridiculous?
That's his staff being ridiculous.
Right, but the fact that, but they know him, and the fact that he might be upset by this.
Everybody's worked for a tool that you knew what was going to set them off, like, and so you have tried to avoid it.
As Pip said, you got other shit to worry about.
Don't you?
Don't worry about the ship over there.
I still say everything he does is for a reason.
Okay. Oh, I don't think so. Right. They're not always good reasons.
Yeah, he likes the media attention. That's the reason.
Yeah, that's well.
That's the reason. Anyway, that's not the great display of spite.
Tell us.
Display of spite.
So Donald Trump went to England. Mm-hmm. He was greeted with a lot of pomp and circumstance, which he loves.
Mm-hmm.
But that was not from everybody. Some people did not.
No, they protest the shit out of him.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
This is beyond a protest. A protest does not make this segment. Mm. A pussy hat doesn't even make this segment.
Oh, no.
You got to do something pretty fucking outstanding to make this segment.
Okay, what do we got?
He's been faced with projections of the USS John McCain and Obama approval ratings on London landmarks during his state visit.
Oh, no.
The anti-Brexit campaign group led by donkeys. Ugh. Come up with a name. Can't we workshop this?
Honestly, yeah.
It's so weird with shit like that.
Tweeted the U.S. president an image of the USS John McCain cap projected on Madame Tussauds in the Capitol. Hey, at real.
That's fantastic.
That's why it's an outstanding hilarious. Display of spite.
That's funny.
That's hilarious.
Hey, they tweeted. Hey, at real Donald Trump, we read the story about the sailors on a U.S. warship being ordered to hide from you because you're triggered by the name on their hats. So we turned Madame Tussauds into a giant USS John McCain baseball cap. Welcome to London.
No
but they weren't done.
No, there's more?
There's more.
That's funny stuff.
Led by donkeys, tweeted the president, just so you know, you're wildly unpopular here in Britain. Hi, at real Donald Trump, just so you know, you're wildly unpopular here in Britain. Sad. People really don't like you, though they loved at Barack Obama. Hope you like seeing your failing approval numbers projected on the Tower of London. Hashtag Trump UK visit. I mean, if you're going to go, if you're going to do it, go big.
Well, projected on the Tower of London.
So what are you failing doing? Approval numbers here, but compared to Obama, how Britain feels about Obama.
That, well, that's what it is. It's their country.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
What, that's
but,
what,
but Trump could give a shit less how Britain feels
about
him.
If he could give a shit less, then they wouldn't divert him away from all the protests. Yeah. Trump cares. This is the type of shit he does care about.
Yeah.
He don't want it. You, as president, probably would not give a shit about that.
No.
I would not. President Trump does give a shit. But what an outstanding...
Hat's fantastic.
It is.
The hat is great.
That's fine. Okay, what your political persuasion is, that's a home run.
You know how he feels about the power of hats.
That's what makes it even...
It was a red hat, too.
Bravo.
It was a red hat.
Bravo.
Oh,
well done.
Yeah.
Well done. Hats off. No
that's,
pun intended.
That's funny as hell.
Yeah,
I do think these things upset our president.
I don't think they would
upset most people.
Yeah, but he's still a public figure, and despite your political persuasion, he's fair game, and that is some funny shit.
We all understand. No, we all understand that.
Yeah.
But I think this president, that bothers him.
Yeah.
That's the type of shit. Because he loved in Saudi Arabia when they projected his image on fucking buildings.
Oh, yeah.
So they took what he loved in Saudi Arabia, and they shit on it.
That is funny stuff.
I don't think it's really a great thing that our allies... are so much against our president.
Because they're finally getting all called on the carpet. They've been taking advantage of us
Joe
for
there.
Years.
They haven't
and they're finally getting
UN,
called on the carpet.
NATO was a big problem. And
yeah.
I'll tell you one thing.
They called their princess nasty.
Being a scholar of history, well, so it depends on who you ask, I do know for a fact that all those wonderful social programs that Europe enjoys, okay, are compliments of the U.S. military because they haven't had to protect themselves since 1945.
Right, but he called their princess nasty, and he called the mayor of London a loser. I think that might be part of it.
After the mayor of London leaked it to him first.
Nobody, I voted for it. The guy's a douche. Nobody can take that away from anybody. He's got no personality. He's got no filter. I get that.
I think he's got a personality.
But he's a douche.
And that's personality.
But
personality.
To Joe's point, he went over to our NATO allies and been like, well, we've been footing the bill now for 60 years. Can you fucking start bucking up a little cash, too?
I think there's more to it than that. I'm sure
that's
part of it.
That was one of the big
That's
things.
The tip of the eye. Yeah,
yeah what lit the fuse. He looked at the numbers and it's like, all right, these fuckers haven't been paying for national defense since World War II. And meanwhile, we're all over the place fighting wars.
Right.
Right,
that's valid.
But yeah, let's be clear.
The way he
went
about it is it's the pitch. You know?
But here's the thing.
He was very Trump
about it. And
then I'm
going to move on.
But yeah, he's not diplomatic.
Let's not pretend that having our military all over the world has not played to our strengths. Because we have been the dominant country in the world for many years because these countries allow us to have our military all over
right.
the place.
And Europe has gotten away with not having to maintain a military because we've been doing it.
Right, but it's also maintained our dominance.
But they should also help pick up the tab, which they haven't
that's,
been doing.
That was the problem.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'm not saying Trump wasn't Trump about
so
it,
you know,
there
like,
was a,
yeah,
there was
like
a problem.
Say, he goes obviously heavy-handed, but basically...
No.
You know,
no, he tiptoes through the daffodil.
Germany has been paying less because they've been buying their gas from Russia, so they're less likely to get whacked by Russia because Germany and Russia are in bed together. Germany gets most of their energy from Russia, and the U.S. does not like that.
Right.
That's also a source of contention as well. Again, Trump's Trump about it, but it is a problem.
Right, but whenever you're doing any kind of negotiation, and the big negotiator should know this, that you have to do it with a little finesse. You shouldn't be slapping
people
on
the face. He's
got
as much finesse as a fucking chainsaw.
I know.
With no chain oil.
But that's
on
a problem, and it's giving us a bad reputation.
He doesn't know finesse.
No.
It's a model he used to date.
Finesse. Finesse and Stormy.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take our break. We're going to come back with Boozy or Floozy. Joe, what are we listening to on the break?
Sing Sing Stalker with Fragile Sky. We're going to be playing at Revolution Music Hall, 8 o'clock this coming Friday the 6th. Come on out. Go to revolution.com.